On the show today, we have Mr. Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing talking about his It's a Money Thing content adventure contest for Credit Union, so check it out. Yes, welcome to the show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Tim McAlpine from Currency Marketing. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Yeah. Hey, I just want to apologize about our last interview at the Think Conference where that dreaded fly really kind of messed things up. It was funny, but I'm not sure if the message got across. So I want to do part two of It's a Money Thing. And just to kind of reiterate, I mean, just kind of give folks a refresher on what It's a Money Thing is all about. And then we'll talk about the contest.
Sure. Well, It's a Money Thing is a content program that credit unions subscribe to. They can either do it monthly or quarterly, and they get a different topic delivered to them every month. And it includes an animated video, an infographic, a presentation, an article, a handout, and social graphics all around a particular topic. Mm-hmm. And so this stuff is delivered. It's all high-res, HD, and they can put it on their own channels, YouTube, and all over their social. Mm-hmm. Many of them are putting it on their credit union websites and also using it in classroom. And so it's really kind of a fully baked content that you can use in your own channels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's a bunch of them, too. You guys have produced a lot of them.
Yeah.
And you guys have a lot of credit unions using them, too, which is even better news for you guys.
Yeah, we just hit 76 active users, Woo-hoo! Which is phenomenal. Yes, we've built so far 20 different, we call them content packs.
Okay.
And they address a particular topic that could be like compound interest or identity theft or the difference between credit cards and debit cards, mm-hmm. and prepaid debit. And so all of those, the video is kind of the hallmark of it. And then the other pieces further expound on that. It's been great to see it being taken up and used.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. And you guys are kind of taking it a step further with a contest. Now,
yes.
It's called the 365-Day Content Adventure Contest. And I'm looking at it on my other screen here. And can you give us a kind of a quick summary on what this contest is all about and how credit unions can participate?
Well, we've priced our product, we feel, pretty reasonable. But for some, they just don't have even that amount of budget.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we did this contest in conjunction with the Faline Research Institute, and we're rebooting it again. And so essentially what we're asking credit unions to say, man, we'd love to do this, but we just don't have the budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply enter a form, tell us why you're in need of this, what would you do with it, and how will you measure it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll follow along as they do it. And we've recruited four great judges. We have a couple winners from last year, mm-hmm. Barbara Bean from Cal Poly and Kathy Lavarto,
mm-hmm.
From Kingston, James Marshall from Faline, and Hope Shaw from she's from the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. So an esteemed panel of judges, they will go through and rate them on a criteria. And those that come to the top two will receive the content for a year.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And yeah, you said you held it last year. And so the two winners were Barbara Bean and Kathy Lavarato.
Yes, you said it right. I said it wrong. It's a tough one.
Oh,
yes. In fact, we had an absolute four-way tie last year.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to give it to four credit unions.
Oh,
we had the intent of doing it for two, but and so we've recruited a couple of those winners to be judges this year. They had such a great time with it and felt compelled to offer up their services.
Now, what is it that they need to do? I mean, if a credit union wants to participate, what exactly do they need to do to be judged, so to speak?
So if you go to currencymarketing.ca/contest,
mm-hmm.
that'll get you on this page. You can read all about it. And then at the bottom, there is an Enter Today button. And there's a simple form. We're not asking you to create a video or do anything outlandish.
Okay.
It's just fill it out, give us your details. And we're basically asking three questions.
Okay.
How will you use the content? Why should your credit union win? And what are your goals?
Okay.
And then they'll be put into a judging criteria. And we have, just going to reference those.
Sure.
The overall strategy, creativity of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Potential impact of the plan and the credit union need.
Right on.
So it's not necessarily just for the $25 million credit union.
Yeah.
If if a credit union that is $1 billion and they have a real plan to use this, they're going to be just as eligible.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We do have a soft spot for smaller credit unions, but we're not judging it.
We're not judging on assets at all.
That's right.
So, I mean, what's the timeline here? Because I know it's a pretty pretty quick turnaround. I think it's next Friday or something like that. You were telling me.
Yep.
So we're going to get this posted pretty quick.
Yeah, we've had it out for application for a week and a half so far.
Okay.
And we'll be closing applications or submissions on June 3rd, next Friday.
Okay.
This coming Friday.
Okay.
And it's pretty lightweight. I mean, you could fill out the application in 10 minutes with some thought.
Yeah.
We've had a few entries so far. Last year, I think we had around 20, 25 entries.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And so what did the win? I mean, you said you had a four-way tie last year. Just as an example for maybe a credit union to like, gosh, they're kind of like thinking of what to do. What was an example of like one of the winners? What did they do last year?
I'm just going to pull that up here.
Yeah,
so,
that was a question off the top of my head. Sorry for the unpreparedness.
Well, so Cal Poly, they're a very small credit union, and they service Cal Poly Technical University in California.
My best friend went there. Yes, it's a good place.
And so they have a lot of young people that are in their field of membership as well as potentials. And so they wanted to be able to offer up in-branch content, also kind of engage with that student body. And so they've been able to do that with the content.
Mm-hmm.
An unintended consequence that we've seen over and over again is the impact that it's had on staff. So they have some of the animated videos running on loop in their lobby.
That's what I was thinking. That was a great place for it.
Yeah, and Barb, the CEO, said that their staff has learned so much and can probably recite some of them word for word. So that's been interesting because in a lot of ways, that frontline staff that are dealing with members are young. They're not necessarily financial experts. They're not experts in all of these different areas. And so they're learning as well from the content.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, because, I mean, gosh, I mean, I've watched a few of them and I've learned a bunch of stuff from it. So they're extremely practical, easy to understand. They're quick and they're entertaining, too. I mean, so we're kind of in the business of infotainment. So it's a good thing.
That's actually been the key insight. And when we did our pilot with Feline, it was one of the things that we wanted to test was this kind of quirky humor storytelling. Would that resonate and cut through? And it's that infotainment thing that we're going for because you've got to cut through.
Yep.
Boring. Our kind of working title as we developed this product was financial literacy that doesn't suck. That didn't become our tagline, but that was kind of the internal mantra of what do we want this to do? And so in doing that pilot, it absolutely resonated. We put the videos in front of close to 500 focus group participants, both in person and online. Mm-hmm. And the videos themselves, on average, rated 4.5 out of 5.
Whoa.
Yeah, and these are from anonymous internet trolls, right? In some cases. And they said, we love this stuff. It should be seen in schools. I would love it if my financial institution used this.
Oh. Yeah, something like BizKids should like, I expected something like that from BizKids or something like that. But I mean, you guys beat them to the punch or if they were even interested. But I mean, it's just, it's such a cool thing. And it's like, it's almost one of those things like, why didn't I think of that? You know? So, but you guys are churning out some great stuff that, I mean, you guys are you're doing the Young and Free program and all your marketing stuff. I mean, you guys are putting out some good content for the credit industry to really benefit from, and not just today, but for the future, which is really more important.
Yeah, kind of the overall thesis of what we do is helping credit unions connect with young people. Mm-hmm. And whether that's through our It's a Money Thing program or Young and Free program, or even on the inside of the credit union world with our Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all about empowering young people to shine. Right.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, last question here, Tim. What are your goals with this project? Obviously, education is probably key. Are there any other type of goals? Maybe getting the credit union message out there, or is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, it's kind of threefold, and you touched on it.
Okay.
Education is key. If I truly believe that every young person should be financially literate and be able to make smart financial decisions, and that simply is not the case today.
Right.
Another Feline report was just this overconfidence and under capability of young people. They think, oh yeah, no problem, I got it. and yet when tested, they don't have it. And so
Scary.
this is really meant to disrupt that thinking, that if they just cast aside, well, I already know this stuff, well, maybe this will catch their attention and they'll learn a thing or two. The real goal for the credit unions is relevancy and growth. While this isn't necessarily a full outreach, immersive marketing program, add that to what you're doing, and we've seen significant results. One credit union in the pilot had 20% member growth in a six-month period in that age group.
Wow.
On a month-to-month basis. Wow. And this is a larger credit union.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is an absolute silver bullet, but when you add that on to the activity you're already doing and get behind it, it can have significant member growth. Yeah. And then really, I think, yes, it can. It's only for credit unions. That's kind of a something we do. We're 100% credit union only business. And so if we can help empower and shine a light on it, great.
Right on.
And I love that it's having impact with single branch credit unions all the way up to billions and billion-dollar credit unions, right?
Yeah.
So the more credit unions, the merrier.
Yeah,
we're at 76 now. I would love to see it grow to 200. Would be amazing.
Or 5,000.
Sure.
Why not? Well, I mean, I say that because this is a message that permeates through. I mean, and like we said at the top of the show, it's meant for any credit union of any asset range, any membership size. It's a message that's consistent throughout.
Yeah, we have the seven cooperative principles, and I think there are a couple that we can really differentiate on. And number five is education and training. And this goes to the heart of that, right? Mm-hmm. That is something that is in the DNA of credit unions. And so by the mandate, by the board's prerogative, everybody, we want to educate people. And so this fits that. And also the collaboration aspect, it's been nice to see so many different credit unions picking it up and not being, I mean, it is branded with their own logo and it is their own stuff, but not saying we want to do something that only we get to do,
right?
I think that's what's neat about credit unions, the collaboration. So.
And plus, you know, there's a lot of credit unions out there that, especially the smaller ones, who don't have the resources to create something like this. And so you guys are putting this stuff out for them to help them and then to obviously help their members. So it's
The absolute, like if there was a persona of the ideal customer, it's a overworked marketing manager who's trying to do content off the side of their desk. That's, and there's only so much stuff that you can retweet and post of other people's stuff. This to me is something that you can own, put on your own website, direct people back through social media and other ways, email newsletters. Some of them have been using it as a regular ongoing email newsletter content. And it's tough to build content.
It is.
You said that this is a very simple idea. Well, it is, but what we didn't realize was, holy cow, this is a lot of work to build this stuff. Like the animated videos themselves are two people working on it for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Right?
If you were to try to do that yourself, it's crazy.
Well, everything simple and easy that looks is there's a lot of work behind it. Ask any author who writes novels or anything. Oh, that was an easy read, but there's a lot of work behind it. Or any type of invention or something like that. You know, it's just like, there's a lot of work. Definitely, definitely. But it's well worth it. So very cool.
So I would encourage credit unions to enter the contest. What do you have to lose?
Exactly. Everything to gain. Well done. Well, on that note, Tim, thank you very much. We didn't have any flies to deal with this time around. Thank goodness.
Nope.
So
that's great.
We'll keep that at bay. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I sure appreciate multiple times that I've been on your show promoting all sorts of different things.
That's fun.
And, keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, we will. We will. And you do as well. All right. Thanks again, Tim. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.